This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to Palco, Kansas, the site of this week's outdoor show, co-hosting my daughter, number one, Cherie, is here with us. And Cherie, we got some more text messages coming in.
Yeah, so I think the $25 tag should be a mandatory purchase when you're bow fishing. There's too many times they kill the big fish for nothing. So that came in from 0991.
Well, you know, that's an argument to be made. But if you really look at it realistically, there are about 300 times more rod and reel fishermen than bow fishermen. And nobody can tell me that those 300,000 people fishing for redfish don't kill a considerable amount more, larger, of those 27-inch fish because they're fouled hook. They catch them and they've got light tackle and they wear them down to the point where they can't be live released. So the mortality caused by rod and reel is infinitesimally more prevalent than what happens with bowfish. And so do we charge those people an extra $250 because they're going to kill 300 times more the bull redfish? I don't think so.
Yep. Then we have somebody inquiring, 3668, where do you have to go buy groceries in town? You're going to starve to death. So they must be aware of my shooting capability if they think I'm going to starve to death.
Live off the land.
Yes.
Well, I don't think anybody around here looks like they're starving to death.
No. Thankfully, we have the Palco Grocery, who has all the basics and necessities. And then Hayes, the town where Fort Hayes State University is located, is about a 45-minute drive.
All right, we're getting in some really important information, breaking news here. The Coastal Conservation Association is going to be texting the Representative Ogeron, withdrew that bill a couple of weeks ago. That's why we haven't heard anything about it. It was brought forth before, I'm sure, the committee, and probably was just killed without a chance in there. So call the dogs off. No more problems with that. All right. We have any more texts coming in? We can get room for them. 504-260-1870 if you'd like to shoot us one. We're in Palco, Kansas. We've been doing, let's talk a little bit about the turkey hunt yesterday. In the last 2 days, we've been working this one bird. And I'm so glad you didn't get the experience to pull the trigger and kill a turkey. But you got to go up against the best of the best in that bird. He is a pro. He's a trophy bird. And a lot of times the younger birds, they'll just come right in. And that's good, too, because it's a quick overhunt. But we hunted this bird for two long, hard days. And the beady-eyed bird beat us. It was his game this time.
He did. He completely outsmarted us in spite of the fact that we thought we had an imperishable plan. You know, we watched him. We relocated. We relocated to thought where he would head back to roost, which he did. Mm-hmm. We were not expecting him to come in behind us down in the bottoms in the tree line. And so, yeah, he foiled our plan and He'll live to see another day.
Well, as long as he's got those three hens with him, he uses them like pawns. You got to see how he sends them ahead. He stays with them, behind them. But the beauty of that bird was yesterday morning when the sun was shining and his blue and white and red wattles on his head and that beautiful fan that he had, and he gobbled about 100 times. He put on a show for us. He really did.
Yeah, that was worth it. I mean, you know.
That's the hunt. Pulling exactly. The trigger on a turkey is the end of it. That's the down part of it.
Right, but when he came over that ridge yesterday evening and we could see that fan, that bright reddish-orange fan in that sun across that sort of background of, you know, dull yellow stubble. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, the good news is he's there for another day.
Yep.
Maybe another season. We'll find out. Turkey hunting in Kansas is nothing like it. I've been coming up here many years hunting turkeys, and it's the Rio. It's a different species than what they have back in the Gulf Coast, where it's the eastern wild turkey, which is usually a little bit more difficult. But this bird, he had a PhD in being a beady-eyed bird, and we congratulate him on, he don't know how close he came. Another 40 yards and he'd be in the freezer right now.
Oh, I think that was all part of his plan, which we didn't count on.
Exactly. All right, we come back, we're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo. get it. Excuse me, get his fishing report, and we'll pass it along to you right after this quick 3-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. You hear Robbie Campbell talking about them all the time. I talk about them. Mike talks about them, and it's a great deal. $249 for a whole year's membership. Gets you jump starts. If you got electrical problems, they'll bring you fuel. If you run low, if you got breakdowns, of course, they'll tow you where you need to go 24/7. And if you've ever priced the cost of having a rescue done when you're not a member, you'd agree it's a great buy. So call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or just go to CETO.com, get yourself signed up, and hey, that might be a great Mother's Day present for Mom, huh? What you think? All right, let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. And Mike, good morning. I've been away for a week, so I haven't really kept up much. Kind of take me back. How did the week go? And I know you had to dodge a few raindrops for people that went out.
Well, Don, early in the week, we had very productive trips, good tide movement, clean water, the availability to fish anywhere you liked. You could catch them on shrimp on a drop shot or plastic on a drop shot. I caught them from Lake Bourne to the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain. They were pretty much everywhere. Limited out early, a couple of days, and went into the marsh and found some redfish. There's a lot of small redfish in the marsh, but they're fun to catch and easy to release. So that's looking good on our redfish production. The latter half of the week, when the rain was just consistent and the wind really picked up, I stayed home.
good advice. Mike, now you're a Lake Pontchartrain contact, and, you know, Lake Pontchartrain fishermen have a new fishing spot, the CCA, in conjunction with Chevron Oil and Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and Pontchartrain Materials in St. Tammany Parish, created a new fishing spot off Goose Point, which is easily accessible from the Mandeville and Lacombe areas, which is a little further west than you normally go. But you do have some fishing experience, because I think this is the 8th reef that's in Lake Pontchartrain. Talk about fishing reefs for people that want to take advantage of those.
Well, Don, we have reefs in the area that I fish between the bridges. There's a couple of reefs, and oddly enough, they don't get as much pressure as the bridges do. I think fishermen like to see visible structure, but those reefs do produce fish. They're not hard to find. They're going to be well marked. CCA is going to publish the GPS coordinates to find them. And all you got to do is find those reefs, locate where they are, and utilize a slip cork. We've been talking about slip corks for many years. They're very effective. They're not very difficult to set up. I'm sure somebody on YouTube has a video on how to put one together. And very easy to do. You won't get snagged in those rocks. And those reefs will be very productive. Even when the trout move further east, later in the summer when they're spawning, those reefs are going to still hold drum, flounder, sheephead. There'll be a variety of fish around them.
Yep. You know, I haven't heard you talk much this spring about fishing those platforms in Lake Bourne. Have you spent any time doing that, or has anyone done any good at those areas?
Well, the bridges have been so productive, and they're right out of my back door. It's really easy to go fish the bridges. Now, during the weekend, summer, Sundays, or when we have lots of people, I'll venture to those platforms in Lake Bourne. I did make a couple of trips out to those platforms, and they were just as productive. A lot of times the oil companies put shell reefs down on the bottom, shell pads down on the bottom near those platforms, and it's really not much different than the reefs that CCA just built in Lake Pontchartrain. But they attract fish. They hold fish. It's sort of the first link in the food chain that'll keep fish in an area.
Right. Mike, Sheree, if you would pull up that that text asking about the fishing guides in their businesses. We got a complimentary text in about all of you captains that do the reporting, not only being good fishermen and help people, but you're also very good businessmen. And they mentioned in there Warren Buffett attributes focus was the one word. What I've done and written about is two things: clear thinking and hard work are the two most important things that I can attribute to my successes. In a few words, how would you sum up why Captain Mike Gallo is a successful businessman?
Well, I tell you, Don, I came up in retail and worked in retail where I was the one speaking to the customer, and then I was the one performing to the work. So obviously, you better deliver on what you say you're going to deliver. And it's no different in fishing. You know, the good times of year to fish, and you fish as often as you can. When it's difficult, heat of summer or dead of winter, you're honest with the clientele, let them know what the possibilities are. And then obviously, you need to deliver if the customer decides to go fishing on those particular days. I remember an instance, and you know, my wife's in upper management with a very large bank right here in Louisiana. But I do remember her telling me many years ago that I needed a mission statement. And this was before Katrina. And I thought about it for a couple of weeks. And I came back and I told her, I said, I got a mission statement. Would you like me to read it to you? And she said, yeah, go get it. I'll read it to you. Or read it for me. And I said, well, I don't have to go get anything. I have it memorized. And she said, even better. Let me hear it. And I said, do unto others as you would have them do to you. And she said, I don't think that's a good mission statement. So we had to agree to disagree because I've been following that ever since.
Spoken like a true banker, huh? No, that's the golden rule. You can't go wrong with that, and I can see that in you, Mike. You treat your customers very well. You put their concerns first, and with your no-fish guarantee, and you customize the trips. Yeah, I think that would certainly be one of the most important things that's made you so successful. Well, Mike, thank you for giving us that report and sharing a little bit of insight on baseball, on your business. If you would, tell us how to get you. They can find you on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. But if they want to go direct or chat with you on the phone, tell them that info.
My website is AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, and good luck with that beady-eyed bird.
Yeah, well, the beady-eyed bird season is over for me, but not for the Kansans up here. All right, we come back after this, get to some more of your text messages. Also got our paddles report. Butch Ridgedale's going to join us for all of those who like to fish out of kayaks and canoes and Tom Sawyer rafts and floating things, flotsam and jet, whatever you fish on in the paddle. Or you can now use electric motors on them, too. Back with Butch's report for you right after we pause these quick 3 minutes for our sponsor break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network, live from Palco, Kansas. Look it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find it on Google. And for those of you who like to paddle or use shallow watercraft, we have a special paddler's report brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. They are a fly shop specialty store. They've got outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle used in the local area. Also got some very sharp-looking apparel, paddle sports equipment. They've got kayaks, demos, and you can ask about their fly tying and fly fishing classes that are held right there at No Wake Outfitters. They'll be open this morning at 10 a.m. Pay Justin and his crew a visit. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And one of our field staff that reports on the paddle report is Butch Ridgedale. He joins us now. Hey, Butch, how's it going?
Good, Don. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good up here in Palco, Kansas, where the weather's been a little better than what you guys have had there. Well, how's the fishing been for the paddlers this past week?
Not a lot from the paddlers on my end, from what I've heard on this side with all the rain. But they're catching fish out here in the west in Big Lake. I've seen a lot of reports. They're still, you know, even with the muddy conditions and all the rain, they're still catching trout and redfish.
Very good. Any particular technique or baits they're using?
That is probably going to be a lot of live shrimp, I would say. That's just one of the things over on that side. I know they like to use a lot of live bait, but a lot of them are still throwing plastic. They're throwing the small, I think it's down south, they use a lot, and a few others. But from what I've seen and a couple of guys that I've talked to that I've fished with out there, the rain didn't hurt them a whole lot.
All right. Butch, are you an artificial bait purist? Or if not, what percentage of the time do you use live bait or dead bait as opposed to artificials?
I'm probably 99% artificial. I will use live bait if it's allowed in an event I'm doing or just want to go out and play around, but 99% of the time I'm using artificial.
Now, you're kind of like our Ryan Lambert. We call him the plastic man. That man absolutely abhors putting anything that stinks on his fingers to put it on a hook, that's for sure. But there's times when that's all that will work. And then there's times when artificial baits outfish the live stuff.
I've seen that. Back in the day when I fished out of a boat and I would fish out of Sycamore Point, we'd have all the prettiest bait you'd want. We'd go to the weir, throw the cast net, and just load up the bait tanks. Nothing, and all of a sudden throw out a piece of plastic and boom, it's on. It's just sometimes that's how it works.
But you happen to have anything on Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, upcoming events? I think they got another one coming up that's part of the qualifying series.
Yes, sir, we do. We've got a tournament Labor Day week, Memorial Day weekend. Let me back up a little bit. The 24th, it's a statewide Fish Anywhere CPR event that Bayou Coast is doing in conjunction with the Lafayette Club. Myself and Matt Dearman, the president of the Bayou Coast Club, we're talking to try to do something to kind of help both clubs not have to make so many different weekends. So we're doing a tournament on the same day. You can sign up for the Lafayette event, you can sign up for the Bayou Coast, or either one, whatever you want, but kind of double dip. The bags are different, but it's a CPR event, so I think it's 2 redfish and 5 trout in the Bayou Coast event. Do the CPR thing, and then the Lafayette Club's are different. I think it's 3 redfish and 3 trout. But it'll be a fun day. It's called Dawn to Dusk. I think you can launch anytime you want. Lines in at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think your last photo submission is 9 o'clock that night.
Yep, they call that a tournament within a tournament. Any boundaries, fishing boundaries, where you can't fish?
Just public water. Anything in Louisiana but public water. You can't go behind any gates or anything like that.
All right. Bayou Coast, bckfc.org. You can find out more details there. Butch, anything else before you go? Last-minute tip, maybe?
Be careful. I heard there was an accident somewhere out of Venice yesterday when some anglers got a boat got hit by lightning.
Yes, it did. It was about a half mile for the jump. Fortunately, I don't think there's anything worse than some moderate injuries that occurred. Well, Butch, thanks for the report. Thanks for the tips, and we'll catch up with you next time you come around.
Enjoyed it. Have a good one.
All righty. That's Butch Ridgedale, one of our 4 field reporters that we employ for – well, we don't actually employ them. We just put them to good use over here, and they help us, and we hopefully we help them. All right, coming back after this, Sheree, you know what time it is on 6:30. What do we do at 6:30?
Bad boys of the outdoors.
You got it, bad boys. We got a guy wanting to get a jump on the snapper season. They jumped on him. We'll tell you what happened and why right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don DeBute, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back to Palco, Kansas, where I've been up here chasing turkeys and broadcasting with my daughter, Sheree, and my friend, Janice. You know, Janice is a pretty good turkey hunter. She's already bagged her turkey. She got a Rio a couple years ago.
Yeah, she actually is. She kind of knows the lay of the how things work out there. It was good to have both of y'all experienced.
Well, she's got patience, and she's quiet. And for a woman, that's a really good quality, you know? One that's rare to find. But anyway, yeah, she enjoyed it too, and she likes watching those birds and filming them and taking pictures, but she'll put the shotgun on them too.
Yeah, she's an amazing photographer, though. She catches some really good things while we're out there.
Now, let's get back to our text message. Who are we hearing from this morning?
Yeah, so good morning, Don and Cherie from the Panhandle of Florida, on my way to pick up 60 sacks of crawfish to finish off the week. Just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to Miss Cherie and all the mothers listening to the show. Your friend Dan in Florida.
All right, Dan, get those mud bugs. Bring
them back. I'm missing those mud bugs for sure. morning, Don. Always loved the show since I was a kid. The tag redfish bill is the typical Louisiana two-step, take one step forward and two steps back. Anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and tight line, y'all.
Very nice. And, I was a kid when I was doing this show. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds. When we come back, we've got the bad boy story for you. Deals with red snapper fishing. We've got it right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, while the Louisiana red snapper season officially opened on May 1st, for one Karen Crow, Louisiana man, it opened back on March 22nd. But that day, his joy of boating seven red snapper, which would have been over the daily limit of four anyway, was deflated when Agent Sergeant Norman DeRoche and Agent Jacob Stelly, who were on patrol south of Grand Isle in Plaquemines Parish, discovered his seven illegal fish, which they promptly seized and donated to charity, and proceeded to cite him for fishing during a closed season and now facing up to a $350 criminal fine plus a $200 civil restitution. Replacement value is 46-year-old Jeremy Bro of Karen Crow, Louisiana, a bad boy of the outdoors. Sure, you are a seafood connoisseur. You really enjoy your seafood, unlike daughter number three, who I've been threatening to have DNA tested. I mean, how can she be my daughter and not eat any seafood whatsoever? But oysters, you're not big on oysters, are you?
I'm not big on oysters, and over on the West Coast, I tried mussels. Those types of shellfish are just not my game.
Well, we've got coming up on this continuing series, it's a 13-episode series produced by Public Broadcasting, WYES, and I participated, and I think I'm in episode 111, where I'm doing some cooking there. This week, it's episode 106, called Alternative Oyster Culture, about oyster farming. They're starting to farm oysters because of the coastal erosion problems in baskets out offshore, rather than have to have the reefs in the conventional way that oysters have always been. But anyway, that's an interesting sidelight. But they're also going to do several recipes. They're going to have Chef Nathan Herring from Brightside Oysters doing oysters with Bayou Verde mignonette. Now, how could you turn that down, Cherie? Come on. Grilled oysters with hot garlic butter. And then from the Oyster Bar, they'll have Chef Ryan Prewitt from Pesci. Also from Pesci Restaurant, the fried oyster salad prepared by Chef Nicole Cabrera. This will air in New Orleans Public Broadcast Station, WYES, at 9 o'clock this morning and again tomorrow at 11 a.m. But it is seen pretty much all across the nation, and it's called The Louisiana Coastal Cooking. It tells a story of Louisiana's coastal heritage, some of the problems, and also some of the delicious recipes. So make sure you check that out. All right, we got some more text messages coming.
Good morning to all from Latte and Dean. That turkey y'all hunted acted just like an eastern turkey back home in Louisiana.
Exactly, Dean. Yeah, he's not difficult. Usually a Rio will make you give you more confidence, but not this guy. He's been around a long time and he knows the game.
Well, we need to have Dean and Latte up here to do some pheasant and quail hunting. About the bear story, good morning, Don. It's Deb in Florida. When I turned on the radio this morning, I heard you talking about Jerome, Florida, which is one of our three main coverage area counties. It took the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission several days to get the answer of which bear killed Mr. Markle and his dog. And yes, it is truly, as the FWC said, the first time they've encountered a bear that killed a man. When a family member called 911, that family member, having found Mr. Markle dead, threatened to go out and find the bear himself. Thankfully, FWC stepped in, or Mr. Markle would have had kin in heaven. So pretty serious incident. Sounds like it shook up that area a bit.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's hopefully it will not happen again. And Again, there's going to be the more bears there are, and you know, the more bear and human encounters that will occur, and very seldom a black bear ends up in a fatality. Now, the grizzly, the brown bear, different story, but a black bear, when they get that size over 200 and that one that was 463 pounds, they are definitely something to be reckoned with. All right, we come back after this. It's time to talk with the guy we talked about, the Plastic Man. Captain Ryan Lambert joins us from Cajun Fishing Adventures right after this pause, where you're listening to The Outdoor Show, Don and Cherie Dubuque, live from Palco, Kansas. And joining me is my daughter, Cherie. And Cherie, we're talking with a guy named Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert. He and I share a lot of intel because he, like me, has several daughters. He's a veteran of the daughter wars.
Ah, blessed man, just like you.
Captain Ryan, what are you doing today?
I'm at the house with all my daughters today. I was going to fish today, but it's going to gust up to 25 out of the northwest. I said, the heck with it.
So I don't blame you one bit.
Three, how's it having Pop home for a little bit?
It's awesome. I love having him here.
you know he's using you to go turkey hunting. You know that.
Well, you know what? He can use me to turkey hunt, pheasant hunt, quail hunt, deer hunt, all he wants.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my girls, too. I just love going to see them. I moved them all on the next block so I don't have to go too far. I don't have to go to Kansas.
Well, we provided him with beach weather during the summer near Mobile. And then, of course, you know, first-class hunting arrangements here in Kansas. And then when he's ready to take a little time off, he can visit the third daughter in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. See,
Ryan's got a new addition. He's got a grandson. Now, this kid doesn't know what he's in for. How lucky he is to have Ryan Lambert as his grandpa.
Absolutely. I'm seeing visions of another Drew Dubuque.
I tell you what, I can't wait. He's into it already. He's already caught some green fish. But I spend every waking minute that he's around me. I stay home and spend with him, so I love it.
Nothing like spending time with family and friends in the outdoors. Ryan, can you give us any more information on that lightning struck, those three guys? That wasn't too far from you down by the jump.
No, they said they took them to the hospital, but everybody's okay. Yeah. It's so dangerous. I hate lightning. Man, it's scary. I've been so close so many times that I said, you know what, guys? I've cheated death too many times with this. Let's go. And I go before. You know, you start – I just snuggle up in the rose oils and let it pass over me and stuff. No way. And mostly because of that little man we was talking about. I got to try to make it to at least 15, huh?
Well, and hopefully beyond. Well, listen, give us up to date on what do you think, what's going to be the pattern once this northwestern blow comes through here and we get more into like a summertime pattern. It's due. We're due for some summer-like weather.
The river's at 15 still, so it's starting to come down, but it's going to be a while. So somebody just shot a big old alligator, nuisance guy, just killed a 9-footer in my lake here.
Ooh, so that's close to home there.
You know, the snappers are really, really good. I fished them 3 days this week. I caught big, beautiful trout 3 days in a row and up to 26.5 inches. And then I caught the snappers, and I mean, just all you want. It was great. And I learned so much this week about how to find them without somebody giving me a number. And, you know, everywhere I pulled up with my depth finder, there they were. Boom. It was great. Absolutely. And big, big old snappers, too. So I was going to do that today, but I'm going to hold off now with this weather.
Brian, what are your thoughts on we're hearing now that the bill has actually been withdrawn, or they were going to sell tags to allow people to keep one 27-inch plus redfish. What are your thoughts on that?
Why? If you can mount it, but you can get a reproduction from like Gray's Taxidermy in Florida. They do a great job on that. And, you know, why? You know, I used to keep a 30-incher just for smoked redfish at the lodge, but I could do it with a 27-incher just as well, you know?
Yeah.
I guess nobody wanted those big old fish, so I smoked them and made the dip. But.
Oh, they're so much more valuable to fishermen that catch them and release them.
Well, and again, it's our estuaries the problem, not the overfishing. So we say we got to fix it, but it's going to be hard under this current administration to fix anything. So we just got to let the time pass by until we can get a new administration and go back to work.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you an assignment, something to think about, and I'm going to ask all the other field reporters. We had one of our listeners questioning, you know, if you guys would just kind of sum up in a few words, what has been the one thing that has made you such a successful businessman? Because people, they don't think of it all the time. When they think of a fishing guy, they think of a guy just having fun all the time and getting paid to do it. It is definitely a lot of hard work, and it takes a special talent to pull off a successful guiding business. And you are probably one of the most successful guide services in the entire state of Louisiana. And you've been around a long time doing it.
It's a philosophy. It's not a fishing business or a hunting business. It's an entertainment business. And you have to make sure on the worst day when the fish are biting the worst that you're on top of your game. Now, I can control what goes on at the lodge, the food and the accommodations and talking to people. And I think the most important thing that's made us successful is going right by the pool or by the living room, and I sit down with every group and I learn who they are. I learn their wives' names. I learn what they do for a living, how many kids they got. And next time they come, hey, George, how's Sally and the kids, and how's your business? And, you know, and that makes them feel like they're part of the company. Now, the money side is getting harder and harder because our insurance rates are just astronomical, and it's in our business, it's getting difficult to actually put out a great margin because of that. You know, I probably wrote $74,000 worth of checks in the last month for insurance. You know, that's hard to break into that kind of margin, you know?
Yeah, well, so, insurance is a problem in a lot of aspects of our states, and that's for sure.
Yeah, so people think it's fishing or cooking at a restaurant. It's business, and you have to be able to manage that money and manage the business on top of the fishing part. And that's just part of it. And a lot of people, like right now, we have a little downturn in our industry because of insurance mostly, and people are just so insurance poor that coming fishing is on a back burner right now. And everybody's feeling it. I see offshore boats on the trailers. I see guides fishing with their families, which, you know, you don't see that very often in You know, now's the time is going to weed out the ones that aren't strong. You know, I've been shut down for the oil spill. I've been shut down for Katrina and another storm. I've been shut down for COVID, and we're still here. You have to have 6 months of revenue put away somewhere in order to survive those times. So, and that's all business stuff.
Yes, it is. Well, thanks for sharing it with us and the reports and always being with us each and every Saturday morning. I know the audience really enjoys hearing you. Now, we're hearing birds on your end. We got Petey wants to be the Petey the Parrot here wants to be a co-host. So we got it on both ends now. And I heard your birds. Yours sound wild.
I got so many different kind of birds. Me and Lou Man was riding around up there, and I put Merlin on. And, boy, he was looking at every picture, and he wanted to see every bird. And he can name them now. Cardinal? Crow?
Yeah, Merlin's a wonderful app for people not familiar with it. It does the bird identifications. And I got a story one day I'm going to tell about my buddy who is borderline deaf, used a Merlin to kill a wild turkey with me last week.
You told me about that. It's so awesome.
That's an incredible story. All right, Captain Ryan, have fun. Try to have fun over there with those girls and
hey, you
grandson.
As well, buddy. You as well.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
All right, back to Big Gobbler. See you, buddy.
Right. There he goes, our plastic man. All right, we come back. We're going to close it out with the remaining text messages. If you want to get one in real quick, 504-260-1870. Boy, this show goes by quick, doesn't it?
It does.
Down. Where'd it go?
Well, time flies when you're having fun. You know, that's what they say.
Back right after this. All right, we're wrapping up our live broadcast from Palco, Kansas, with daughter Cherie and co-host Petey the Parrot, who you've been hearing in the background piping in. And from Palco, Kansas, you know, Cherie, they could use a Rouse's. How good do you think a Rouse's would do up here in Kansas?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've learned is the taste of Kansas, the same way it is in Texas, are quite different. You know, The things that we enjoy, the taste, the flavorful, their flavorful here is just different. So I'm not sure, but I would absolutely love a Rouse's here.
You've spent a lot of time there. Let's get back to some text before we wrap up here.
All right. So old man Sam, he's been doing a ton of research.
Yeah, he's busy this morning.
Exactly, exactly. And he said the best that he can tell is the bill is deferred. Okay. And so he can't find anything that says it was officially withdrawn, but there was opposition from coastal conservation and fisheries organizations. He does think it needs to go away. So sounds like this is a follow-up for you, maybe to get a statement from the representative or figure out what's going on.
Deferred usually means it's gone.
Yes. Well, I think it's also interesting that he said he learned to skydive in 1972 at Fort Riley, Kansas. So you know where Fort Riley is.
Sure.
You've been it. I lived in Manhattan, went to K-State, not far from Fort Riley at all. And then, Don, I'm like your daughter, a.k.a. Mandy, daughter number three, but I do eat fried catfish from Wayne Lee's in Pascagoula. I don't hunt or fish, but love listening every Saturday. Thanks, Tim from Pascagoula. Hey, Don, I finally tuned into the Louisiana Coastal Cooking Show, and it is definitely everything you say it is. Great stories and photography. Looking forward to checking out your episode. I wonder if they have a shrimp, crab, and melaton episode. David.
They don't, but they could probably use one next series. I'll recommend it to them.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the dishes that I want to prepare for my neighbors and friends in the community.
They never
it's
heard
on
of a
my
melaton
list.
In
no,
Kansas,
no,
so,
no.
Okay.
Good morning from Homa. Haven't heard your two regular kayak reporters lately. Captain Eric was very entertaining.
Well, he'll be back, but I think he's up next week. And Brendan was on last week, so you must have missed the show last week. But they're still around. We got to add two more.
And talking about the bear story, bear was protecting young from the dog. Bet they were close to the den. Check it out. Bet that's true.
Possibly, but I mean, why would the bear have the young at the house and go in the residence? And I don't know. There's just some mystery, some pieces of the puzzle. That's like the clue game. You got to put all those things together during the investigation.
All right. And those higher insurance costs, trial lawyers and bar association, according
to about that.
Yep, $1,550. Had my knee replaced. Last 4 weeks ago on the shelf now. Can't wait to get back out there and catch some specks with topwater. Love the show and nice to hear your daughter with you. Big E from Thibodeau.
All right.
And help with the diversion of fresh water is Plaquemines Parish.
I think they meant in. You know, you got that autocorrect stuff. It just joins a lot of text. All right. Okay, so that wraps it up. Thanks for texting us, and thanks for co-hosting the show. Thanks for hosting me and Janice up here to your wonderful hunting turkey paradise over there. And it's kind of confusing. This house is in Palco, but you're building a house, and that's going to be Plainville or Zurich?
Plainville. So it's on the south side of Zurich, but, you know, who knows how the addresses work. The property didn't have an address, so they had to give us one.
All right, Louisiana, I'm headed back home, and we'll be back at St. Hubert's next week, and Cherie will be back with us again when you come visit Louisiana.
Yep, down there for sure in October, maybe sooner than that.
All righty, thanks very much. That's Cherie Dubuque, my daughter. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to Cullen Steele pushing all those right buttons at all the right time. We love having him with us, and we love having you too. So join us again next Saturday and every Saturday, 5 to 7 a.m. It's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.